From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to a $5.1 billion settlement with the overseer of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports that the news of the deal came late this afternoon.
The settlement resolves claims that J.P. Morgan Chase duped mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into buying bad mortgages before the economic crisis. The $5.1 billion deal is with the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is the conservator of Fannie and Freddie. The bank says the settlement resolves all its issues with the FHFA. In a statement, FHFA Acting Director Edward DeMarco called the settlement, quote, a significant step as the government and J.P. Morgan Chase move to address outstanding mortgage-related issues. This settlement is one component of the $13 billion deal with the Department of Justice, expected to be announced soon. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
Following allegations that the United States National Security Agency spied on its allies, German officials say they plan to head to Washington soon. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone was allegedly monitored by the NSA. Dan Rothkopf with Foreign Policy magazine says German officials will have lots of demands.
They probably will also say, look, you've got to make a public apology. This is infuriating the people of Germany. So far, the Obama administration has been completely opposed to doing that kind of thing.
Meanwhile, Brazil is now working with other countries to draft a UN General Assembly resolution guaranteeing people's privacy in electronic communications. That resolution would be non-binding, but it would be another expression of disapproval over allegations of U.S. spying. The new troubleshooter brought in to debug the troubled healthcare.gov website says it should be working smoothly by the end of next month. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, it says the site is fixable, but it needs a lot of work.
The administration brought in Jeff Zients to assess the broken site, and he says his findings show the system is fixable.
Today, people are signing up at healthcare.gov, and they should continue to do so. But each week, healthcare.gov will get faster and better.
A late November target date gives Americans about 2 weeks to get signed up in time for insurance to start January 1st. But open enrollment runs until the end of March. To manage the overall tech system improvements, current contractor QSSI will take on the lead role. The administration says nationwide about 700,000 Americans have applied for health coverage through the new exchanges. About half came through the federal application system. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.
Concerns over the partial government shutdown and infighting between the political parties sent consumer confidence lower this month. The University of Michigan says its survey fell a little more than 4 points from the month before. It's the third straight monthly drop after reaching a six-year high in July. On Wall Street, positive end to the day. The Dow up 61 points to close at 15,570. The S&P 500 up 7. The Nasdaq up 14. This is NPR. A magistrate in Tennessee who ordered a child's name changed from Messiah to Martin has been charged with violating the state's code of judicial conduct. The child's parents were disputing the child's surname. Both wanted to use their own. But child support magistrate Luann Ballou surprised them when she changed the boy's first name, saying Messiah was reserved for Jesus and would place an undue burden on the child. The UN's top humanitarian official is urging the Security Council to put more pressure on the warring sides in Syria to give aid groups access to millions of people in need. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the official says what the council has done so far hasn't had any impact.
UN Undersecretary General Valerie Amos says disease is spreading at an alarming rate in Syria, and she says the overall humanitarian situation is getting worse even after the Security Council called on all sides to let aid workers do their jobs.
Words, despite their ability to shock, cannot really paint a picture of the grim and gruesome reality of Syria today. I am extremely disappointed that we have not been able to make further progress.
Amos says Syria is still throwing up bureaucratic obstacles to aid workers, and she says 2.5 million people remain out of reach as winter approaches. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Michael Jackson's estate is being sued by Quincy Jones. The music producer says he has owed millions of dollars in royalties and production fees on some of the superstar's greatest hits. Jones's lawsuit is asking for at least $10 million from the singer's estate and Sony Entertainment, claiming both improperly re-edited the songs to deprive him of his cut. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for